For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
So, is this on?
It's easy to set up all on The Undertaker. That's what The Undertaker does.
Hey everyone, and welcome to another episode of What's Wrong With Wrestling. I'm Andrew Pisano, along with my brother Joe Pisano. What's up?
I have to apologize.
For?
I didn't watch Raw.
You didn't?
Or SmackDown.
Really?
No. I think I watched a recap show of like the last few months of Raw and SmackDown.
Kind of like a WrestleMania pre-show?
Kind of like a pre-show recap.
Yeah.
And but I didn't watch the episode, so
you didn't miss.
Man,
much.
What did Undertaker say? Who is Braun's partner? Literally, I'm obviously joking. Literally, it said on the when you're reading the words for what's going to happen on Raw, it said, "What's going to happen when the Undertaker comes out? Mm-hmm. What will he say? And who is Braun's partner this week on Raw?"
None of these questions will be answered on Raw.
It didn't. They didn't address anything.
Nothing.
Don't tell us you're going to address these things and then not address them. I'm fine with you not addressing them. I'm actually fine with it because I love surprises. We don't know who Braun's. We're going to be like, Braun's partner is. And maybe it's cool, maybe it's not, but at least it's a surprise. What they're doing with The Undertaker Cena is really dumb. What's going to happen? Does Cena really come out and challenge him again? One last challenge. Are we still going? The light, the light, the light. I'm yelling the light.
Why is the... Oh, it's raining. Fuck.
Is it raining?
Yes.
And you can hear it?
I heard it through the headphones.
I guess so.
The air conditioning.
This looks so cool. Look at this before you close the door or open the door. Look at the show right now. Looks like... And Andrew's off.
Oh, the door.
Yeah. I say we keep all this. Because my rant was good. I don't know when you...
Usually it'll be fine, but not if you're just listening.
You broke the light. They're going to be like, what the fuck? We should watch the YouTube channel more. That's all we're trying to do. Like, WWE, we're just trying to get you to watch the YouTube channel more. To see Eric get smacked in the head. Oh, that's Facebook.
So we're going to keep this in then?
Oh, wait, now I'm back on. We're going to keep this in then?
Yeah, it's up to you. I was just talking about, I'll reiterate what I said to get your reaction. What do they do with Cena Undertaker? Does Cena come out and go, one last chance, dead man? Or what? Does Undertaker in the pre-show come out and say, I'm here. Okay?
Maybe,
we're going to wrestle?
Maybe Cena waits till they're like, all right, thanks for coming out. WrestleMania's been great. And then Cena's like, wait.
And then I like what you said earlier. And then does Taker finally come out? And then lose? That wouldn't make any sense at all.
Well, that's why we have WrestleMania predictions that we'll get to later.
And maybe that's why they're not spoiling it because, look, we're big Shawn Michaels fans. We didn't know he was retiring. Apparently, everyone else did.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe if they did a career versus career match, people would start being like, wait a minute, they swerved us before.
It's too late for this.
Maybe Cena... No, I don't know if it is.
What is... They're going to announce it... Then, man, it is raining hard.
It is pouring.
I don't know how loud it's going to be for you guys, but sorry.
I don't know. I mean, maybe he goes, the only way I'll wrestle you is if you put up your career. And then Cena's like, done in the moment, like he always does. And then he loses.
Yeah.
And then he leaves to do movies.
Man, who thought of that?
You did, and I love it. It's like the only way to go. I mean, I like Cena. I don't want him to go. There's a certain part of me that like will miss the thing that he does in the WWE, but then he leaves without getting the record.
How many different sections is he like going to be hanging out in?
Sections?
Like of the arena, of the stadium.
Taker?
No, Cena.
What do you mean?
Because he's going as a fan, right? So
They'll
obviously do that first, right?
They have to.
They're
do
gonna
that.
Like he'll be in the upper deck, middle. You know what I mean?
We should get a lot of beer, but he'll have to come to us.
Yeah, right.
Or popcorn. Just be like one of those idiots holding way too many things. And right. Then we'll have like a Cena. Well, one of us will have to buy a $60 Cena shirt at the event.
Well, Eric's good for that. Speaking of which, where's Eric?
Where
in the world is Eric Hamilton? He's in Houston. So yeah. He could have been here.
But he couldn't.
But he hates all of you. He's like our Undertaker. Everyone wanted him to show up, and then he doesn't show up.
Hey, I know that it's been
only
classically, you know, push Eric.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? We're going to change it up.
Part-time Eric?
Part-time Eric.
Part-time Eric.
Hashtag push Joe.
Yeah.
Hashtag push Andrew.
Why don't you go on Why don't you go on Twitter and ask Eric where he is? Huh?
How about
where's Eric?
How about hashtag push the executive producer once? He does a lot of work, guys. Can we not push Andrew?
The one thing I'm
there's been
proud
push
of,
Josh for
there's
God's
never
sakes.
There's never been a hashtag fire Andrew, because then you're just ending the podcast.
It's pretty much over. I'm not gonna do all this work. It's over.
Yeah.
Hashtag fire Andrew. Then the next 2 weeks it's just no show. We'll put something out there and it's just dead air. I'll do the intro.
Yeah.
Dead air for an hour and a half. Mm-hmm. And then roll it out. All right, I want to thank our fans.
Dip. 1, 2. This on. Deedly, 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 break the wall down.
Then dead air.
Yeah.
Then, all right, that's the show, guys. I want to thank people that like us and goodbye. That
yeah, it's perfect. That's right.
So, yeah, Eric, and I heard he's 50-50 for Mania now.
You know what? And he's driving, so crap. We really,
well,
I guess we're all 50-50 for
we'll
Mania.
Get there in half the time anyway.
That's right.
And we'll stop at every Bucky's.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hashtag push Andrew.
There you go.
Just saying, guys.
That's what you do,
I'm
man.
Just saying.
That's what you do.
All right, so let's recap this shit show of Raw.
I don't think it'll take too long. By the way, they also played WrestleMania promos during matches.
Yeah.
And this wasn't even like a cut to commercial like they do on SmackDown.
No.
They just put two screens. The bigger screen is a WrestleMania promo while the match is going on. For like, it's like a 30-second promo.
How many people watching Raw have to be sold on WrestleMania?
Right.
That look at this and go, yeah, you know what? Yeah, I'm going to buy the network now. But if they don't own the network, won't they go, you know what? Yep, I'm going to get the free trial.
Yeah, right, exactly.
I mean, every month.
And WrestleMania will convince them to stay on.
Hasn't
or
every,
them forgetting to cancel, which
hasn't,
is...
Every pay per view
continue any subscription,
right? Hasn't every pay per view been a free trial?
Yeah.
At this point,
well, yeah, for the last couple of years, yeah.
Yeah. Well, since the network.
Well, no. When it first came out, remember you had to sign up for 6 months,
or get a free month preview.
Not at first.
No.
No. Not at.
So if you didn't sign up, you were fucked.
Yeah.
Oh.
You could sign up last minute before Mania, but yeah, it's still a 6 months.
Did we sign up?
We did.
Yeah, we did. Jackasses. We fall for it.
It was for Mania 30 with Daniel Bryan.
Mm. All right.
Right?
I don't know.
I think so.
That was a long time ago. Is the network that old now?
Yeah.
4 years?
Yeah, because that was CM Punk left in 2014. Yeah. He left right before that Mania. Yeah.
Damn.
Damn. It's 4 years old. Happy birthday to you. There was an old clip of like when they did the 1 year anniversary and Booker was singing happy birthday to the network. Anyways,
the book.
So
yeah,
Monday Night Raw. Now it's thundering. There's lightning.
This is Eric's not here. We're knocking over lights.
This might sound terrible. So anyways,
or be the greatest podcast of all time.
Maybe the Undertaker's showing up to our podcast. Maybe he's gonna.
That's
answer.
That's what this thunder and lightning is.
Yeah, he's gonna answer Cena here,
guys. It's broken by What's Wrong with Wrestling podcast. Undertaker will be at WrestleMania.
Formerly known as What's Wrong with WWE podcast.
That's right, guys. They hate us, but they paid us a lot of money. They're breaking the story. Why don't we just break the story? Yeah. Let's just break it.
We should.
Let's break the story and call the AP. Hey, we're breaking the story. We want our credit. What?
That's it.
The Undertaker will be at WrestleMania.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Oh, shit. Okay, what's your names? Joe and Andrew Pisano. What's wrong with wrestling? As first reported.
We did it first, guys. Right here. You heard it here first.
Broken.
Undertaker will be here. Will be here, meaning WrestleMania.
Wow.
As you could hear him, he's outside right now. He's causing a big ruckus.
It was broken purple. At Ooh. The Pisano compound.
Yeah, it is purple lightning outside. That's very distinctive.
Jesus.
So Monday Night
and
Raw.
Look, there's a motorcycle right there.
There it is. Oh, no. So Monday Night Raw kicks off with a panel. Panel.
That rain is really
It's really
loud.
Bad. I don't know how we're going to get
Sorry,
through this.
Guys.
So in the ring, we have Triple H and Stephanie sitting at one table.
Yeah.
With Kurt and Ronda Rousey at another table.
And emceeing this whole thing?
Yes.
Coach?
Jonathan Coachman.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
I'll tell you what, we're going to turn this off and check the audio and make sure it doesn't sound like dog shit.
We'll be right back.
All right, we're back. And so is the thunder and lightning and rain. It's not going away. So we're just going to have to deal with it.
Power through.
We're just going to have to power through it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I forgot to welcome you back to the show.
Thank you.
Joe.
Yeah.
If you saw on Twitter and Facebook, I posted a video that Joe got a job, so he had to quit the podcast, and Josh was promoted to the main show. But luckily, there were allegations against Josh Reese for stealing gimmicks, and Joe was fired after they found out that he's on a wrestling podcast. So, everything's back to normal. Welcome back. How does it feel to be back?
Good to be back.
Good to be back, yeah.
Rick Vaughn, Major League 2.
Oh, I don't. The second one, really? The second one?
That's the best part of the movie when he puts the glasses back on.
The only good part of the movie?
Anyway, yeah. So those of you that are confused right now, for the 5% of you that followed along, we did a little funny thing on Facebook.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So yeah. So where were we? Oh, starting the fucking.
It ended
recap.
Up being funny. I don't know what
it
else.
It was funny.
Yeah.
You have to go see it. So a bunch of shit happened.
What did we mention? We got the panel with Coachman reading fan questions from Twitter.
Yeah.
What is this, the podcast?
Right. And then Triple H is like, whoa, 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 whoa.
Hold on a minute, Coach.
Is he channeling Macho Man?
No, I wasn't Macho Man.
Oh, just... yeah.
Ooh.
Hold on there, Stephanie.
So Kurt Angle says that Ronda's going to make Stephanie tap out. And Ronda asked Stephanie if she's right or left-handed because she wants to make sure she can still sign her checks after she rips off her arm.
And it went like this. Are you righty or left-handed? Righty or lefty? She goes, I'm a righty. Good, because when I'm done with you...
Yay!
I want to make sure you can write checks.
Wait. Yeah.
Like, it came out so wrong. She should have said, well, then I'll break the other arm.
Right.
So you can still sign my checks. It didn't even... Ronda needs work.
Yeah.
A lot of work.
Well, maybe the dialogue sucked anyways. Who knows? So Coachman then says, look, this isn't UFC or boxing.
No shit.
So now it's time for the pre-fight photo op.
Like they do at UFC and boxing.
Exactly. So stupid.
They literally do this.
Yeah. They do the.
And usually, Mutz's face has got to get in the middle so they don't beat each other's ass.
Right. Coachman doesn't do that because he's no Dana White. They get face to face, but then Triple H hits Kurt in the back of the head with a microphone.
Yeah.
Did Undertaker leave? Did Taker go away?
Maybe.
I think he's going away, folks.
Quit jinxing it.
I don't want to jinx it.
He's on his way to WrestleMania.
Yeah. How long does it take thunderstorms to get to New Orleans from Houston?
You know how long?
Yeah.
About 4 days.
4 days, that's right, yeah. So Ronda grabs Triple H by the throat, and he sells it like, you know, she's going to murder him. And then Stephanie picks up Ronda from behind puts her through a table.
Kind of.
Well, what do you mean by kind of?
Well, she doesn't, like, choke slam her. She, like, pushes her down onto the table.
Right.
It was, eh.
It was like a lame back suplex, but Stephanie doesn't go down.
She just pushed her into it almost.
Yeah.
Yeah, anyway.
And the table break wasn't good. And then Ronda just lays there like she's not passed out. She doesn't pass out from table spots like everyone else does.
Right.
Like even Lesnar does.
Even Triple H did when Ronda did it to him.
And she just lays there and looks up at them like, oh, you kind of hurt me, kind of. But not
and
really.
And I could get up right now, but I'm trying to sell this. Can't you tell?
Yeah.
Right.
So she just looked upset like, ow, you put me through a table. Ow. Right. Kind
ow.
Of. Ow, maybe, kind of.
Ow.
It kind of hurts, maybe.
Ow.
But not really, mostly.
Right. Right.
That's how she looks strong.
That's how it went. It was dumb, and let's move on.
I mean, you start with a panel in the fucking ring, and you're trying to say this is not UFC. Fuck off. Fuck off.
Fuck off.
Like, every other week, I'm like, oh, I want to see this. Oh, I don't want to see this. Oh, you know what? I kind of want to see this. And then the week before Mania, don't want to see it.
We should go match by match to see, like, WrestleMania-wise. So are you more excited or less excited about this match now?
Less.
Less is the correct answer.
Because it was so lame.
Right.
Twitter, fan questions on Twitter.
Less is correct.
So next up we have Bayley versus Sonya Deville. And, you know, her and Sasha have been feuding with Absolution since the Rumble, I guess. Just every week it's... And every week it's like Bayley or Sasha wins, and then Mandy and Sonya attack them, and then the other one comes out to save them.
Right.
But that's exactly what happened again this week. Sasha comes out for the save. Her and Bayley clear the ring, but then Sasha tells Bayley to raise her hand because, and I quote, I saved you, so raise my hand. That's what Sasha said.
Right.
I saved you, raise my hand. You were not in the match, Sasha.
No, why should we raise your hand?
You dumb dumb.
Nope.
So Bayley doesn't do it. So then Sasha grabs Bayley by the face.
Like a face lock.
Yeah.
That's the worst.
Yes. It's so humiliating to do that to a person.
You don't touch someone's face.
No.
Never.
Never, ever. So Bayley punches Sasha in the face and they start to fight.
Yeah.
But then Mandy and Sonya get back in the ring to finish them off.
Finish them off.
And this will all be resolved at WrestleMania. In the pre-show, in the women's battle royal, that looks like a vagina trophy.
On YouPorn.
On YouPorn.
Exclusively.
By the way, there's 13 women confirmed for the battle royal, so that's 17 unconfirmed spots. We're going to have more non-WWE main roster superstars than actual main roster superstars.
Most likely.
That's crazy. That's crazy. So... we'll see. I mean, I guess all the women, all the Hall of Famers or legends from the Royal Rumble will be there. Trish, Lita,
again?
Michelle McCool. They have to. Unless it's all NXT stars, they don't have 17. Maybe half and half.
I thought we counted like almost 30.
No. No. This is
all of
them.
Not because you have, yeah.
No, that's all of them. Because the rest are in matches.
Right.
So you're going to have to bring up a ton from NXT and then a few legends again.
Yeah.
Just like last time. Although last time it was all legends except for Kairi Sane at the Rumble. But this time there's less women you could use because they're all in matches. But so that's how that ends. Next up we have Seth Rollins versus Finn Balor again. Like the fifth time
this year.
Now I will say it was still a good match because they put on great matches. But
good performers.
We have The Miz on commentary. There was a cool part where Seth tried to powerbomb Balor into the barricade like he did in their SummerSlam match from a couple years ago, which is what injured Balor.
Yes.
And then Seth got the win after hitting the curb stomp.
Seth injure people?
Well, he has.
Like, he's put out, like, he broke Cena's nose and he put out Balor.
Sting. Yeah.
Eww.
Yeah, no,
he's a hardcore worker.
He has a reputation
for rap.
Now, I think those were all... I mean, I guess you could blame the Cena thing on him. But other than that, the other ones are kind of like freak accidents,
all right.
I would say.
Good call.
So next up, we go backstage where Kurt Angle asked Paul Heyman not to say anything tonight that would entice Roman Reigns to injure Brock Lesnar, which makes Heyman laugh.
It was funny.
You know, he's like, you're worried about Brock's well-being?
Yeah.
And then Kurt later asks Roman not to do anything crazy tonight, and Reigns tells him to... take your little peace treaty, turn
and
that
son bitch
sideways. Yeah, I mean, it really sounded like he was going to do that.
Lube it up real nice.
He says, take your little peace treaty and go return it to the pawn shop where you sold your Olympic gold medals.
Did that happen?
Yeah.
No.
You forgot that episode?
Episode or did it happen in
real life? Oh, in real life?
Did it?
I don't know.
Did he need money and sell his gold medals?
Maybe. It was TNA with the paychecks not clearing.
Oh, my God.
In TNA at the time?
Jesus.
Because it has happened, apparently. Next up, Sheamus and Cesaro come out to the ring, and they say, you know, we don't care who Braun's partner is anymore, because we don't set the bar, we blah, blah, blah. So Braun comes out to the ramp and says he has his partner, but he's a lot like me. And this is where I was like, oh, so we're about to hear, well, because he's a lot like me. And
yeah,
we, you know, we settled our differences, even though I killed him a few times. So Braun walks to the back, and then his music hits again, and out comes Braun wearing a white collared shirt and glasses.
Here we go.
And he says, I'm Braun's twin brother, Braun Strowman. Braun Strowman?
Brains and Braun?
Okay.
If you got the brawn, yeah. I got the brains. Let's get together.
Because he's a nerd. He's just, he has glasses, so that makes him a nerd.
He's got the brains.
And then he gets in the ring and beats up Cesaro and Sheamus until they retreat.
Yep.
Now, Corey sold it as if he really thought it was his twin brother.
I thought that was hilarious, by the way.
Corey was like, oh my God, it is Braun Strowman.
Where'd he find this guy?
Yeah.
That's what he said at first.
Later in the show, Curt Hawkins asks Braun to pick him as his partner, and he's even wearing a Pick Me Braun shirt. Who gets the merch sales for that? Does Curt Hawkins get it or Braun? They split it. If that actually is a shirt. So how does Strowman respond? He throws Curt Hawkins through a wall.
He said, this could be my big break. And he threw him through the wall, and I could have said it out loud myself. There's your big break.
Yeah. Another time where he didn't have to say it.
Anything.
But they said it just so that you know that that's what that was.
Yes. And so, he's probably, with him going through the wall, it probably ups his odds to about 42%.
Yeah, I'd say
Hawkins.
So.
He just drags him out. He's still unconscious from
Raw. Right. Yeah.
He throws him in the corner. Is this okay for a partner?
Yeah.
And he still just wins.
Yeah.
Now Curt Hawkins maybe, wins without even wrestling.
Maybe Braun just grabs one of the crew guys that's like ringside.
And he's now the tag team.
It's like the photographer, and the photographer's like just standing on the apron taking pictures. So next up we have Matt Hardy versus Goldust. And Goldust
Is this 2009?
Yeah.
Match.
Right. And if so, it's 2009 and Goldust is still here in 2009?
Right. Right.
Yeah. Because Goldust was gone for many years.
Yes.
And then he came back and they were like, all right, I guess he'll stick around for a few months. And then
we can make you the Santino Marella for a little while.
Goldust even cut a promo like before this match. Like the Shattered Dreams production about how he's going to win the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal.
Nope.
So Hardy gets the win with the Twist of Fate, and then he screams at the trophy. He gets right up to the trophy and screams at it.
Yep.
That's great.
Thank you.
So next up, John Cena comes out, and he tells us that Taker still hasn't responded, so I guess that's not happening. And then Cena also said that Cole told him, why don't you just enter the Battle Royal? No, John, I said that. Not Cole.
Correct.
That was me.
Yeah.
So Cena then says he doesn't want to do the Battle Royal because he doesn't want to take a spot from any of the full-time superstars. Oh, so now that's not okay, John? You just did the Fatal 5-Way at Fastlane.
Gave yourself a spot. Right.
I mean, come on, dude. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
You tried to win the Rumble.
Right.
That was Roman's spot. How dare you?
Right.
What a joke. What a joke.
This is the dumb thing to say when all he does is take spots away.
Yeah. It's literally like he heard all these responses on Twitter like, oh, I should do the Battle Royal. Oh, now fuck. That's a good point.
Great idea.
Yeah, right. He should join the Battle Royal.
Jesus.
So he also thanks Nikki for earlier today. He goes, yeah, you know, I'm really excited to watch all these matches. You know, the women, success is not based on gender. Hey, Nikki, thanks for earlier today. So for blowing you?
Ugh.
So first he makes this big thing, statement about women. Success is not based on gender. Hey, Nikki, thanks for the blowjob. All right, anyways.
I'm only with this cunt because she gives good BJs.
Because she's got big tits, a great ass.
She tickles my asshole.
Hey, it's like Al Pacino in Heat. You know why I'm with Nikki? Because she's got a great ass.
Great ass.
So yeah. Way to set women back there, John. He also says he's excited to watch Mania as a fan, and then he tries to summon The Undertaker one more time because he really does not want to go to Mania as a fan. And then he tries to get the crowd to cheer as loud as they possibly can. Of course, Cena doesn't show up, so Cena insults him again.
Taker doesn't show up, yeah.
Am I upset about WrestleMania? No. Am I upset with The Undertaker? Hell yeah. You can ignore me all you want, but Undertaker, the second you ignore these people, you are a dead man walking.
You get it?
Hey, Undertaker, it's obvious that you left your hat in the ring. But it's clear to everybody here that you left your balls at home.
Pam, 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 pam.
No, yeah, that's it. It's
pam, 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 pam. So, yeah. I mean, the line was good, but when it's a month straight of just nothing happening, it just sucks.
He's calling out a 60-year-old man telling him he doesn't have the nuts to face a 16-time champion. Yeah. Fuck you, Cena.
You're 20 years younger than him.
Like, fuck you, man. This is the whole... None of this makes sense because of that.
Right.
Dude, I retired last year. I lost to Roman Reigns.
I retired.
Now I've got to lose to your fucking ass?
I lost to Roman.
It would have made more sense to lose to you than lose to Roman.
How more humiliating can that be? I mean, You should know, Cena. You lost to Roman.
Yeah. In a WrestleMania caliber main event. Yeah,
at no mercy.
At no mercy.
At no mercy.
Where Cena did the job.
He did the job.
Let's see if he'll do a job this Sunday.
We'll see.
To a fan.
I'll spoil it in predictions.
In the stands.
That's right. Oh, my God. If he's by us, we have to challenge him.
Yeah.
That'd be great. So next up, we have Elias versus Heath Slater. Because he's been feuding with them for the last few weeks for some reason. And Elias wins. Who cares? No one. That's what they do with Elias.
What a waste of a minute.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, exactly. Because it was a minute, but it was a total waste.
Yeah.
Next up, Renee Young interviews Nia Jax backstage. But before that, Alexa and Mickey make fun of her in an iPhone promo with all the stupid subtitles. Listen to this and try to guess which ones were subtitles. Listen.
Wow, we look cute. Mm-hmm. You know, I tried doing a selfie like this with Nia once, and my phone broke.
No. Well, I'm not surprised. She does have a face made for radio.
I can't believe Renee's interviewing her tonight about how she feels about us.
She has feelings.
I wonder if she'll start blubbering again.
No. Wait. Did you say blubber?
I did, didn't I?
No!
Well, then let me just say this. At WrestleMania, when I beat Nia, she'll be blubbering, all right. She'll be blubbering in her blubber.
Ew!
What the fuck was that?
No idea.
Alexa,
you're better than that.
You are way better than this. What the hell was that? She's gonna blubber in her blubber. And the blubber pops on the screen multiple times. Why? Why?
Blubber. Blubber.
This whole thing is like an anti-bully. This whole feud is like a bully campaign, like an anti-bully campaign.
If Alexa wins, you're destroying nerds who get beat up by bullies.
Yeah.
You're destroying fat people. Like, she has to win, but right. I don't know. She has to win.
Well, and then in the interview, Nia cuts a very babyface promo.
Yeah.
Like, she's never cut one like that, ever.
Never.
Now, all of a sudden, she's a victim.
Right.
She's humongous.
She's huge.
And she's a victim.
Yeah.
All right.
She can kick anyone's ass. They're all afraid of her. The victim. The victim. Nia Jax.
Blubbering in her blubber.
To be
blubber.
Her new name. The victim is here.
Did she blubber in her blubber, blubber. During the promo?
Yep.
Blubber. You think she did?
Yeah. Yep. Blubber.
Anyways, next up we have, if that didn't make sense, try to justify how this makes sense. We have Alexa Bliss and Mickie James versus Dana Brooke and Asuka.
Yeah. Makes sense to me.
Really? So I guess...
Who was with Asuka?
Dana Brooke.
The chick who holds the... She had a lot of data?
That's it. She saw the stats.
Glasses and...
No, she saw the stats and was like, Asuka never loses.
I'll never lose.
I choose you, Asuka. And then Asuka's like, why the fuck would I be your partner? Right. Why would I tag with you in a match?
Yeah.
I'm about to go to SmackDown.
Right.
Why is Asuka still on Raw?
Yeah.
At this point?
Yep.
What the fuck?
And I thought to be a face, Dana had to wear glasses and carry a clipboard.
And yeah,
exactly. And she didn't do that this match.
She didn't do that.
Should have.
So
for sure,
Dana wrestler is a babyface again.
Yep,
I guess. So Asuka makes Mickey tap to the Asuka lock because she can't lose. This her undefeated streak was in jeopardy for this match.
In
Joe.
Jeopardy.
It was
anytime
in jeopardy.
She wrestles Andrew.
Yeah,
it's in jeopardy.
Remember when they announced the mixed tag team tournament a couple months ago? That's been going on for a couple months now. It's over. Asuka won.
Right.
Team Asuka won. And we all knew that they were going
to win. Asuka.
She should not have been in that tournament. She should not have been in that tournament because then no. We could have been like, oh, who's going to win?
Right.
But we knew
then
from
we
the
could
beginning.
Have cared the same. Not at all.
That's a good point. Yeah. Shit. Yeah. So anyways, after the match, Nia runs out. Alexa gets out of the ring in time, but Mickey gets eaten again. Oh, I'm sorry. Was that bullying? Mickey gets devoured again.
Devoured.
So yeah. So yep. Mickey's playing the role of Chris Jericho when Kevin Owens had the title.
Yeah.
So finally, we have Brock Lesnar and Paul Heyman come out to the ring. And Heyman says, if by some miracle Brock breaks his leg at Mania and Roman becomes the Universal Champion, then that will be the last time you see Brock Lesnar in WWE.
Me and Brock Lesnar.
Right.
Yeah.
So I guess that confirms it.
They're gone.
They're gone. That's confirmed. Because, Lesnar's not winning. Paul then makes it personal by bringing up Roman's wife, daughter, and the rest of his family and calls Roman Brock's bitch.
What a casshole.
What a casshole. Oh, I miss Enzo. So out comes Roman, but the superstars block him. Kurt has a bunch of superstars at the ramp. And then Reigns tells them, you're really going to protect that part-time bastard? And then the people that are in the front of the crowd are Titus O'Neil,
Sheamus,
and Cesaro.
Yeah.
And then Cesaro's like, wait a minute, he's got a point, guys. Huh? Yeah. And then they all move out of the way so Roman can get by. Roman gets in the ring. They circle around each other. And I was like, maybe this is where the dong. We hit the dong, dong. And then Taker comes out and accepts the challenge. Nope. I don't know why I thought
sense.
That.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. It was just, I was just grasping for straws at that point.
Like something has to happen.
It's just,
we've seen years of this.
Balor's definitely going to win the Rumble. Andrew, Joe, and Eric, Royal Rumble 2017. So Roman gets in the ring, they circle each other, and then Brock leaves the ring to get a chair. But when he brings it back into the ring, Roman Superman punches Brock not once.
No.
Not twice.
Three times?
He does three times, but that's not all.
Oh, four?
Four times, and then five times.
Five times.
Five Superman punches.
Five times.
And look, Lesnar sold the shit out of it. He really did.
For 3 to 4 seconds.
He sold the crap. Yeah, that's right. When he was getting hit. But like, JR has a quote that's like, you know, if you do something 4 or 5 times, like how special is it? Just do it once, really good.
One amazing Superman punch would have been great.
Yeah.
Six.
Five times.
Five. Sorry, my prediction's.
And
six.
Then
five
he times. Holds up the Universal Championship, looks at the WrestleMania sign, which gives Lesnar about 5 seconds to get up, and then F5 Roman Reigns.
Yep.
Which puts him down for like the last 2 minutes of the show.
Yeah.
And then he leaves the ring, and then Paul Heyman tells Brock, like, the F5 puts him down. And that's how Raw ends.
I will tell you this. I mean, they've done a good job of making me want Roman to beat Lesnar.
Yeah.
Of being the bully. I hate bullies.
Right.
Of trying to just kick his ass all the time. You know what I mean?
It's just the next night on Raw when he comes out with the Universal Championship, we're going to be like, oh.
Oh yeah, that's what's happened.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Can we give this to anyone else?
Can we bring back Samoa Joe to beat him?
Oh, my God.
Can we beat him? Yes. No? Yes? Yes. So that's Raw.
2017 without Lesnar would have been like Samoa Joe with the Universal title for like half the year, and then Strowman with the Universal title for the other half. That's what 2017 would have been like without Brock Lesnar. Yes, please. Exactly. Yeah. So that's how Raw ends. So on to SmackDown Live. It starts with Daniel Bryan coming out, and he welcomes back Shane McMahon, who comes out right after him. And now they all love each other because they got their asses kicked by the same guys, which is how HBK and Triple H reformed DX.
Sure.
They both got beat up by the same guys.
Same guys.
Like, hey, we need to beat
we just become
guys.
Best friends? Yep.
Right. And Daniel admits to Shane, you were right all along about Kevin and Sammy. I apologize. Funny how you didn't think that the week after they beat Shane.
Right.
Like, they beat up Shane, made him scream like a whale.
Yeah.
And then Daniel's like, look, you're just fired for now, okay? I'll get you guys back here. Just give me a couple months.
Kind of what he said.
Yeah, pretty much. And then, oh, they beat you up, Daniel, and now you were right all along about them? Okay. So Shane then apologizes to Daniel for being stubborn sometimes.
Whatever.
And then there's 30 seconds of dead air because one of them or both of them forgot their lines.
Right.
Like, Shane's just playing with his microphone for 30 seconds, and I don't know what happened there, but it was weird.
It was long.
So Daniel then offers Shane a hug, but Shane holds his hand out instead, and then Daniel asks the crowd if they want to see them hug, so they do, and they hug. That's just something that only the crowd would want to see.
Well, why
everyone
even,
else on
why
home
even,
is like, this is stupid.
Why draw that out? I'm not really a hugger.
Yeah.
Then the crowd goes, hug! And right. He goes, all right, let's fucking hug.
And then Bailey comes out and hugs with them.
Yeah, right. The little things pop up.
So then Shane says once they beat Kevin and Sammy, they will never, ever be seen on SmackDown again. And then they do the yes chant.
Yeah.
Yes, yes, they're gone. Yes, yes, they're gone. Now, if you watch SmackDown, the rest of the show was dog shit until a specific point. We'll get to that point.
Okay.
And then let me know how SmackDown was.
Yeah.
So next up, we have Charlotte versus Natalya. And Carmella comes out to try to cash in again. And again, she brings a referee with her, even though there's one in the ring.
Right.
Makes no sense. Charlotte then kicks the Money in the Bank briefcase out of the ring.
Kicks it, like punts the damn
And she
thing.
Does a good job of not kicking it into the crowd.
Right.
Because she kicked it out of the ring, but not it, like to the crowd. So that was good aim there.
Yeah.
Or good distance. And then she hits Carmella with a big boot. She makes Natalya tap out to the figure eight. And then out comes Asuka, who says, at WrestleMania, the queen will bow down to the empress because... And then Charlotte snatches the mic from her and says, oh,
and
I'm
she goes,
ready.
Oh!
Yeah.
When she grabs the mic.
Yeah.
What?
And then Charlotte says, oh, I'm ready, but are you? And then they just stare at each other.
It was dumb. She's like, no one's ready for me. Oh, yeah? I think the real question is... I'm like, don't say it, don't say it, don't say it, don't say it, don't say it. Are you ready?
And then Triple H comes out and says, are you ready?
Are you ready?
No, no, I said, are you ready for Asuka? Then they just stare at each other. This is where it's like when SNL doesn't have an ending to their sket. And this is what's the same thing on SmackDown. They just stare at each other.
Yeah.
And then they cut to the announce team. It's like, well, what happened? They're just staring at each other? Are they still staring at each other? What's happening? Do they magically teleport away from each other? It's dumb.
Bennett.
Yeah. So next up we have Jinder Mahal versus Rusev, a heel versus technically a heel match.
Kind of a heel. Kind of over.
With Bobby Roode on commentary and Randy Orton watching backstage.
Yeah.
And Rusev gets the win after super kicking Mahal.
Yeah.
And then Orton hits Rusev with an RKO. Out of nowhere, but then Aiden English attacks him, but Bobby Roode pushes English off the top rope, and Randy hits him with an RKO as well. Sorry, I almost threw up. Roode then picks up the U.S. title and just hands it back to Randy. Okay, Bobby.
Here, you're older.
Way to be a little bitch.
You hold this.
Right. Hey, I helped you, even though you attacked me from behind all the time, Randy. But here's your title. I love
this you. This match, like I said previously, has no business being on any pay-per-view.
No.
It doesn't matter who wins this match. It doesn't.
It doesn't.
It's just who cares.
Like, okay, so let's say Roode wins at Mania.
Yeah.
Who does he feud with for this title after?
Orton.
Orton, Mahal, and
Mahal,
Rusev?
And then Rusev. All together.
What if Rusev wins? Who does he feud with?
Mahal.
Yeah.
Roode.
Uh-huh.
Maybe Orton.
And Mahal. What if Mahal wins?
Hmm. I'd go probably Rusev.
Yeah.
Brian.
Yeah, yeah. Ooh, Brian.
Try to throw a curveball in there. No, of course not.
And what if Orton wins? Who does he with them again?
It's the circle of life. And we see it often. WWE.
Yeah. It sucks.
Take my money.
So also in the show, we have two boring video promos from AJ Styles and Nakamura.
Yeah.
And it's kind of funny because the first one is Styles. And he's, if you could see on her video, if you're watching on YouTube, like Styles is sitting like this, right? Mm-hmm. And he's facing that direction. Then later when they show Nakamura, they film it as if Nakamura is sitting across from Styles because Nakamura is in the exact opposite direction.
Yes.
It's like how they do interviews on 60 Minutes.
Right.
So it's like, wait, were they talking to each other?
Yes.
Yeah. Or like maybe they actually filmed this like at the same time with them both just sitting across from each other.
And
like,
why not show us one, two shot of both of them there then?
Right. But both promos were boring and that's really...
That's all I got to say about that.
Really?
And then next up, we have The New Day promoting the WWE Network. And in a previously recorded backstage segment. So there's cuts. Then the Usos show up, who also promote the network. They're like, oh, yeah, Us. Yeah, yeah, you could watch WrestleMania for free on the network. Us. And they're trying to look tough while promoting the network.
Right.
And then the Bludgeon Brothers show up.
Yeah.
And then they murder a cameraman who was lying on the floor, I guess?
Exactly what happened.
They bring out their hammers, and then it's hammer time.
Their hammers.
And then it's the camera's on the floor.
I don't know.
Why is there a cameraman laying on the floor?
Did you even have to bring this up? Because this
no,
is not part of
I
the
just,
show.
It was terrible.
It's like a commercial.
It was
then
awful.
A Tide commercial came on with John Cena.
Not bad. He ate bad. The Tide pod, yeah. And he died. So next up we have... I'm going to read off eight names because this is an eight-man tag team match.
Yeah.
And one of these guys doesn't belong because
yep.
of who they are.
Go.
Zack Ryder.
Love him.
Fandango.
Great.
Tyler Breeze.
Love him.
Ty Dillinger.
Sure.
Versus.
Yeah.
Mojo Rawley.
Sure.
Baron Corbin.
Yeah.
Primo Cologne. Welcome back,
yeah.
I guess.
Yep.
But what do all these guys have in common?
And who's the last name?
What do all these guys have in common?
Well, they're mid-carders.
Uh-huh.
They're nobodies.
And the final man in this match,
uh-huh.
Dolph Ziggler.
Oh.
One of these people just doesn't belong.
Really?
Yes. Ziggler.
Is Kane in this match?
No.
Triple H?
Nope.
Is Hulk Hogan in this match?
I don't think so, no.
Oh, that's interesting.
Ziggler is in the ring with seven bums.
Bums. The bum.
And look, you know, we like Zack Ryder. We also like Ty Dillon. But really, he's in the ring with seven bums.
Right.
This is Ziggler.
This is why he stayed in WWE.
Did he not get $1.5 million to stay with the company?
I've got $1.5 million reasons to have these horrible matches.
Yeah.
$1.5 million.
By the way, all these men will be in the Battle Royal. Primo Cologne, when's the last time we've seen him? Since the last Battle Royal?
Since the last one he got eliminated first in.
Yeah. I thought he was bagging my groceries at insert random grocery store here.
He was.
It's like a Mad Libs with Primo Cologne. So they're all going to be in the Battle Royal. And yeah. Coincidentally, they have a mini Battle Royal during the match. They all
right.
throw each other out of the
Over
ring.
The top.
Over the top. And then Baron Corbin hits Fandango with the End of Days for the win. Great. And then like Corbin like looks at the trophy like, yeah, I want to win this twice because that'll do it. That'll really propel my career.
That'll cement my mediocrity.
Yeah. I'll win this again, and then I'll not cash in again.
Right.
I'll fuck up the cash in.
Yeah.
And then we have Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn coming through the crowd to try to save this shit show. You see how bad SmackDown is without
them? Send them! Send Sami and Kevin now!
You see how bad SmackDown is without them?
Yeah.
Really, they have to win to save SmackDown. Like, because without them, SmackDown's done. It's
honestly,
over.
That's why I'm picking them. They can come out to start
now,
SmackDown.
They could have the superstar shakeup like the night after, and they'll have to put maybe like Samoa Joe on SmackDown or something like that.
What shakeup? They're fired. They're fired.
Last year's
you can't
last
shake
show,
up something that you don't have
but
anymore.
But Kurt can hire them.
No,
And they said this will be the last time you see them on SmackDown, meaning that give them an out to put them on.
I disagree.
Now,
Andrew, pick a wrestler up there.
Uh-huh.
Pick one.
I got Stone Cold.
Nope, he's not part of it. Like, you got to pick someone else.
The Rock.
No.
Jericho?
None of them wrestle. Pick somebody.
What do you mean?
Pick somebody.
Kevin Owens.
There
he is.
Nope.
I can't pick him.
Fired.
Damn it.
They all have something in common. They have to win. They have to win. The bad guys have to. It's a face-winning WrestleMania.
Okay, but let's say they lose and they go to Raw and SmackDown, right? You have to bring someone over to SmackDown to replace them.
You got to balance it somehow, sure.
So what? The Miz?
Yeah.
Oh, that's what they did last year. They swapped Miz and Kevin Owens.
Because they had the titles?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They swapped them because they were like, oh, shit, we got rid of a heel that could talk on the mic. We need a heel that could talk on the mic.
Right.
And they just swapped them. Are they going to swap them again?
I don't think they change shows.
Okay, we'll see.
I think Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn fight against Shinsuke.
Okay.
They're the feuders.
So Kevin and Sami, they stand on the announce table and they apologize to Brie Bella. Take a listen.
I am sorry for the man that we are going to send back home to you when we are done. Because this time, all your love and all your support isn't going to be enough to put him back together.
That's right, because what is it you said? Humphrey, what's that inspiration?
Fight
for your dreams, Daniel, and your dreams will fight for you. Yeah. What great advice.
So inspirational. But the problem is now, Daniel, that it is our dream to fight you. It is our dream to obliterate you.
And that's exactly what we're going to do this Sunday. And that, my friend, will be our WrestleMania moment.
Holy shit.
They have to win.
No, like, holy shit. Yeah. This was an hour and 35 minutes into SmackDown, which the previous hour and 35 minutes were absolute shit.
Yep.
Absolute shit.
Yes.
And it's... building matches, it's all about promos. And they both cut awesome promos here. I want to see this match more than anything because of this promo.
Yep.
It was awesome.
Agreed.
Eventually, their microphones cut out. So they start to leave through the crowd. But then Shane and Daniel come out, and Daniel says, this is history in the making. Take out your cell phones and record this because it's the last time we'll see Kevin and Sammy on SmackDown Live. And then Shane starts the na-na-na-na. Na hey. Na na. Hey, hey, hey. Goodbye, back. Kevin and Sammy.
Goodbye, Kevin. Goodbye,
goodbye.
Sammy.
Goodbye, Kyle.
Goodbye, Kyle.
Yeah, so we'll see. And then finally, we have AJ Styles and Nakamura versus Benjamin and Gable to close out SmackDown. This will be the last thing you see on WWE programming until WrestleMania. And it's a tag team match.
Benjamin and Gable.
Against Benjamin and Gable.
They're it.
Huh?
They're what's going to bring you to WrestleMania.
Huh?
Yeah, I don't...
I guess these two will probably be in the Battle Royal.
Ugh.
Because you need spots to fill.
All right.
So AJ gets the win after hitting Gable with a phenomenal forearm. Benjamin attacks Nakamura after the match, but Shinsuke throws him out. AJ then jumps off the top rope and acts like he's going to hit Nakamura with the phenomenal forearm. But he stops himself and pats Shinsuke on the head and leaves the ring.
Literally pats him. And Shinsuke got really mad. He was like, like, what?
Because he did it to him last week. Like a dog. Yeah, no, he did it. Yeah.
Chill out.
But it was, you know, it was very well done. I mean, when AJ was in the air, like, it didn't look like he could stop himself. So it was very, very good job there. But
very good job.
So, yeah. That's how SmackDown ends.
That's it.
So let's get to awards so that we can get to news, so that we can get to rumors and trivia and fan questions, and we could do predictions. All right, so who did you have for worst dressed?
Still loading. My worst dressed was... I saw yours.
Going once.
You have brains, Strowman?
Brains, Strowman.
So, yes, I agree. He is my worst dressed.
Uh-huh.
Now on to best dressed?
Yeah.
Braun Strowman.
Nope.
I hated it and loved it at the same time.
Okay, pick one. Pick one. Best or worst? What is it?
For the website?
Yeah.
It's a fucking website. Fine, Braun.
Fucking edit the website.
Braun.
For which one?
For worst dressed.
Okay, what was your best dressed?
I mean, I thought it was funny, though. I mean, in a way, but it looked horrible.
Right.
I have glasses on.
So I'm a nerd now.
So I'm smart.
Why didn't Gallison Anderson call him a nerd?
Very cliche. Yeah.
Best dressed?
I had Asuka. Very colorful, flamboyant. Look kind of cute.
I had Alexa.
All right. Fair enough.
What about worst acting?
My worst acting actually goes to Asuka. The way she acted when Charlotte grabbed the microphone. Ooh.
Uh-huh.
Ah. Ooh.
Right. I had Kurt Angle. That panel segment was terrible, and he would just kept saying, "She's gonna make you tap." It was like, it was just bad. Kurt Angle was bad there. Best acting,
really, really bad. AJ Styles. I kind of like when he jumped and faked, and then tapped him on the head and smiled.
All right.
Of course, Kevin Owens was pretty.
Kevin and
too.
Sammy, they both cut the great promo there.
Yeah.
Worst comments. You'll be blubbering in your blubber. And then you're going to blubber me to death with your blubber.
That was bad. That's Nia bad. Said the word myself in her interview
mm-hmm.
12 times. 12
That's not
times.
How people talk.
Myself. And I'm upset with myself. And
talk.
Myself had bad things.
Talk
myself.
Like a human, not like a monster.
Mm.
Best comments?
I loved when Corey Graves saw Brains and was like, "Oh my God, look at the size of this guy.
Yeah.
Where did Strowman find him?"
Right.
I laughed a lot when I heard him say that.
I had Cena, "You left your balls at home." It was still a good line. It was just that nothing happened there.
Okay.
Worst match?
My worst match was Natalya versus Charlotte because we've seen it 1,000 times.
Honestly, except for one match, any of the matches on Raw and SmackDown.
Yeah, you had Elias versus Heath. That was
Matt
shit.
Hardy versus Goldust was mine. Cause
that was my slow-mo.
Why? That was your slow-mo?
Yeah.
My slow-mo was the 4-on-4 tag team match at on SmackDown.
Yeah.
And then best match?
Finn versus Seth, I guess. And we've seen it, but they're good at it.
It was the only good match.
It was a nice finish.
Worst move?
The Stephanie chokeslam.
Oh, okay. I had the third Superman punch out of the 5. I thought the third one was the worst one.
The third Superman punch?
Oh. No, just the fucking Superman punches.
All of the Superman punches.
I guess the fifth one, because I was like, 5? Really? Because there's too many.
Yeah.
Best move?
I'll probably go with when Seth tried to do that SummerSlam move.
Yes.
To Finn.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah.
Worst moment?
I hated so much, and I want to see this match so badly. I really do. I'm like, maybe one of the top 3 matches I'm excited about. At WrestleMania, Charlotte Asuka to see how they do it.
I know.
And just, "Are you ready for me?" And
yes.
Charlotte goes, "No, are you ready?" Like, okay, they're ready. You're both ready.
We're both ready.
Like, stop asking the dumb questions.
They should play a series of
The question is... And then everyone's like, "Oh my God, don't say the obvious here." And then she said it.
They should play a series of board games leading up to Mania.
Yeah.
Like Battleship.
Sure.
You know?
Yes.
Twister.
Yes.
My worst moment was the New Day, Usos, and Bludgeon Brothers
network promo.
Commercial.
Fair enough.
Fair enough.
Fair enough.
And best moment?
KO and Sammy in the stands.
Kevin and Sammy save SmackDown.
Yeah.
Because other than that, SmackDown sucks.
Everything sucked up until that moment, really.
Bad.
Yeah. All right, that's all for awards. Might be the fastest awards of all time.
Yeah.
So let's get to breaking news. Did you hear about this one?
Did you hear about this? Did you see this?
Did you hear about this? Did you hear about this one?
Did you hear about this?
The Big Show will be inducting Mark Henry into the WWE Hall of Fame.
Mm.
The picture they showed of this was a shirtless Big Show.
It was weird.
Like, it looks like he's just going to be naked at the Hall of Fame. Or
a big baby naked Big Show
yeah.
is going to induct Mark Henry.
Right.
Yeah.
Big Show also announced that he signed a multi-year deal with WWE... And he isn't retiring anytime
soon. Did he say the words, "He isn't retiring anytime soon"?
Yes.
And you don't think it's one of those legend deals?
No. He did not say, no. He said it was like a deal he's
going
to perform. They don't even use him.
No.
So what's the point? Does Vince think Big Show will actually go to the indies and like take money away from WWE? He doesn't belong in the indies. In the indies, you have to do a whole bunch of shit that he can't do.
I think if you really kiss Vince's ass and you're a company man, and Big Show obviously is,
because
he'll do anything.
Like R-Truth. R-Truth still has a contract. We haven't seen him in a long time.
I think Vince will pay you. I think Vince will pay you off if you've been a good company man.
Right.
And that's what's happening here.
Yeah. That's all I have for breaking news, so.
Yeah.
Rumors?
That's all that really happened.
Unto rumors?
Yeah, tell me.
Rumors!
Zack Ryder to win the Royal Rumble?
Maybe!
Shawn Michaels coming back to join the Bullet Club?
Please, God!
John Cena will finally turn heel?
No chance!
Undertaker will wrestle for 20 more years?
Confirmed!
So Braun Strowman posted a picture on Instagram of himself and Bray Wyatt on an airplane saying, NOLA, like N-O-L-A, we're here.
Yeah.
WrestleMania begins. The boys are back in town. Which is speculation now that Bray Wyatt will be his partner at WrestleMania.
But again, why would you spoil it there?
Yeah.
And does that mean Bray is going to do something at WrestleMania?
What could he possibly do?
Sister Abigail at the Royal, at the Battle Royal?
The pre-show?
I know.
He comes out as Sister Abigail?
You can't reveal
Shouldn't
that
he be in
there.
The Women's Battle Royal then?
Yes.
Like Santina Marella?
Jesus.
Also, they're saying if Brock Lesnar does leave WWE for UFC after Mania, Paul Heyman could re-sign and might manage Ronda Rousey. Or, and this to me made no sense, Roman Reigns.
Well, I could see a swerve where he helps Roman win and then he goes heel. But
Roman goes heel? I don't see that happening. Okay. To beat Lesnar and then...
Well, you don't go heel if you're just going to beat up on a heel.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it wouldn't make any sense.
But maybe Rousey.
No.
Also, they're saying the Rock, you know, there's a lot of speculation there that he'll be at WrestleMania. And they're saying that he might show up to interrupt Elias, which makes sense, actually.
They both like to sing. Yeah. I saw the last rumor that I saw was Vince just nixed that idea. I literally saw that where it said Vince McMahon
he would nix that
nicks
idea.
The Rock and Elias's sing-off.
Sorry, no Rock. We don't want him.
Oh, or they make him do 100. He just can come out and wave and we'll be happy to
or
see
Or flame
him.
Throw his name again.
Flame throw his name.
So fucking stupid.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, that's all I got for rumors, so.
Yeah. Big rumor is also Conor McGregor.
Yeah.
Is going to be showing up in some capacity in WWE.
Right.
Like, he's still fighting.
No, he's not.
You think he's done?
No, but I'm just saying he hasn't fought in a long time.
Sure.
I mean, the UFC, it has to be at least a year now for UFC.
Right.
And he boxed Mayweather, what, 5 months ago?
Whatever.
Six months ago?
Yeah. So he can wrestle now for
he's
WWE?
He's holding out for money.
I guess if Ronda went, he goes, I might as well go when I'm not on the bottom.
Right.
On my terms. So we'll see what
he
has
to they're do. Still teasing that him and Mayweather might fight in the octagon.
I know.
So who knows?
It'd be so dumb of Mayweather. Don't even
Well, it'd make $100 million. So is that
He really has $1 billion dollars.
Yeah, but he had to do this fight with McGregor because he ran out of money. He spends all of his money. He's an idiot.
No. All right.
He literally had to go to court and ask for a delay in his alimony payments and child support until after the Conor McGregor fight. Until after he makes the $100 million. Because
how many bitches is he paying?
He apparently owed like $500 million in back payments.
Not 500 million.
Or no, I'm sorry, 500,000.
Oh, okay.
I didn't mean to say 500 million.
Like, 500 million. He's gonna do 5 more fights with Conor McGregor
just to pay it off. And then 5 more after that just to make some money.
Right.
Yeah, so that's where we are with that.
All right.
That's all for rumors. We're good there?
Yeah.
All right. Well, try to stump me.
Me versus
Too bad I don't
you.
Have Eric's help this week. Oh, wait. Don't need it. Never needed it.
Damn.
Yeah, that's what happens when you're not here. We take shots.
That's really cocky of you.
Whatever.
Cocky.
What do you got for me?
My question today is, who has appeared in the most consecutive WrestleManias?
Is that really the question?
It is.
Taker missed one?
So
did Taker miss one?
So the question... So Taker did miss a WrestleMania.
Which one?
2000?
Oh, yeah, he did. Okay.
No,
he didn't.
He did.
I thought he did a tag match with, like, Prince Albert or some bullshit.
That was 99.
Oh.
But, so, that's actually not my question. I thought you'd get that, right? Obviously, it's Taker who's done the most.
It's still Taker, right? Yeah.
Taker's done the most consecutive at 17.
Yeah.
Who is second?
Consecutive.
I can give you the number or you can try to guess the number. But the number might help. I don't know.
I mean, Hogan was there like 1 through, what, 1 through 10? Was it Hogan?
Hogan was not there.
No, it's got to be Triple H, right?
It is not Triple H.
He missed. Maybe he's got to have a big one, too.
He's got to have a big number. This person has 13.
Yeah.
And the streak ended last year.
So he wasn't there last year, but he was the year before. Who the hell was there last year that's not here this... Or it ended last year.
It ended last year.
So he was at WrestleMania 32 in Dallas. And how many years? 13?
And I don't remember...
Sean?
What he... Oh, I do remember what he did now.
Sean?
No.
No?
Are you counting Dallas as Sean...
Well, yeah.
...appearing at WrestleMania?
He's there. He fought.
What did he do the year before?
People. Oh, right. Oh, yeah, that's right. Fuck.
Did I say appearances or...
Is it a match? Is
an
it
active streak?
Was it a match? Like, did they have this person?
It's a match. Match. Yeah, yeah.
They had a match every year for 13 years?
Yeah.
A match every year for 13 years. Jericho? No, he was there last year, too. Fuck, this is a hard one.
This is a good one.
I'd need help.
I think it's easy if...
Hold on.
This guy's the answer to so many trivia questions.
Kane?
Yeah. Kane. was it 2003 to 2016?
All right.
He did 13.
Glad I got it. If I didn't get it, I was going to be very upset.
You got a little eventually, help, but yeah. It. Yeah.
All right.
So there's a lot of these fun ones. Like, what was another good one?
Let's see.
Let's see here. No, like, which WrestleMania, what's the only WrestleMania to happen on a weekday?
Well, if you're it's in old. Australia every year. Winner! I don't know, the one where there were like multiple locations or some bullshit?
No, that, it's WrestleMania 2 happened on a Monday. That's just a funny little fun
well, when
fact.
When did Raw come on? Just kidding, there wasn't a Raw then.
Mm. Nice.
Nice. All right.
So, yeah.
Got a 5-star review. And
oh,
then
quick. Wait, before we get to that, quick one.
Yeah.
Quick number. Just throw me a number.
Yeah.
How many WrestleManias? 12. This is how many? This is 34?
34.
There's been 33 WrestleManias. How many times has the WWE Championship changed hands? Like the first WrestleMania, there was no title.
There was no
match. Quick number. Guess a number.
Hold on.
If you get within two, I'll high five you.
15?
22. Could you figure most have the big title change? But
that's right.
22 times it's changed hands out of 33 WrestleManias.
Okay.
All right, reviews.
This is from Sam Sejo. Mm. Great podcast, funny, witty, and smart. If there was a sign about this podcast, I would point to it.
Aw.
Always
that's
better.
That's huge.
Always better than Raw and SmackDown.
That's big.
5 stars.
Hell yeah. It
you ready
was.
For fan questions?
Yeah.
All right. This is from Professional Cuck. Mm. What the fuck is going on? That's his question. What the fuck is going on?
He was referring to Raw.
Yeah.
And nothing.
Right.
The answer is nothing.
We don't know.
Nobody knows.
Naj Omari, will the WWE have a rumor segment on WrestleMania kickoff show since apparently they do fan questions now?
Probably. I would say yes to that.
Yeah.
Seriously, what about some rumors, guys? Give me some rumors tonight.
I bet The Undertaker shows up and loses.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's, yeah, they do their predictions and
yeah.
Booker T. Again, I said this to Josh, I think. I guarantee you Booker T picks Lesnar to beat Roman Reigns on the pre-show.
I pick Brock Lesnar, the beast.
Matt Hansen, why is it when the women come out to fight, the ring announcers always have to say, this is a women's match or this is a women's tag team match? I mean, like,
good point.
We kind of know, right?
There's we know.
Women in the ring. We kind of know that they're women.
Hey, guys, time's up.
Time's up.
I mean, seriously. John Crespo.
All right.
Hey, guys, keep up the great work on the podcast. Look forward to listening to this episode on the drive to New Orleans from Orlando.
All right. Not a question, but
look
cool.
for us, John, with our shirts on Bourbon Street. Saw you guys at the Rumble last year. Hope to bump into you guys again on Bourbon Street. Oh, yeah. I remember him.
Sure.
Stone Cold Voice. And drink a shit ton of beer. Oh, hell yeah. So what is more likely to happen? No match. This is his question. Sorry, I'll get to it. No match between Taker and Cena. Bryan turning on Shane to set up their SummerSlam match. Or Goldberg being part of the Andre the Giant Battle Royal.
What is most likely to happen?
Yeah.
I would say Goldberg.
Yeah, I think so too. And he goes, or The Rock interferes in the Reigns-Lesnar match and set up a main event, Brock versus Rock, from WrestleMania 35.
No.
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 Goldberg. And do we believe that Reigns beats Brock cleanly. Yep. I think he has to.
Yeah, yeah. What's the other option?
There's no
other option in WWE's mind.
Maybe Heyman.
Nope. Dixon Cider. If Andrew doesn't.
What?
What? Dixon Cider. Dixon Cider.
I love our fans.
If Andrew doesn't regain his belt from Joe at Mania, then he should do the condom challenge as punishment.
What is that?
That's not a question, buddy.
What is that?
I looked it up. Apparently now teenagers are snorting condoms.
In inhaling the condom?
Yeah, it's like okay. The Tide Pod.
You know what? I got this, Andrew. We will do it. Okay? We accept your challenge. If Andrew loses to me, condom challenge.
And if you lose?
I got your back, buddy.
And if you lose?
If I... Michael Larsen DeBosch says... Huh. Question for the podcast. Do you think there's a chance that Stephanie will pin Ronda Rousey somehow with some kind of shenanigans at WrestleMania?
We'll get to the predictions.
There's a chance. A small chance.
No.
I wouldn't be surprised. Let me just say that.
McLovin, do you think the reason Roman is pushed so hard is because Vince knows he can't leave WWE and go to Hollywood since he's a shit actor? I think that's part of it, yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I'll give you that.
Rita wants to know if you can do a ride-along with any two WWE superstars and any two WWE divas, dead or alive, who would it be?
I love the dead or alive question. Yeah, I think that question would have been better if you just said current active.
Yeah.
Because I could have given you some... I mean, obviously... All right, so take out Shawn Michaels.
Mm-hmm.
Two divas, dead or alive. I don't think I would do dead ones. Stacy Keibler.
And Alexa. Because
I love her!
Stacy and Alexa.
And Alexa. They'd be fun as shit. Yeah. Those are our divas. As far as our wrestlers,
Stone Cold
and Kevin Owens. That'd be an amazing ride to New Orleans.
No, you know what? Stone Cold and Ellsworth, so that at least one of us could bang the other diva.
Road trip. We're both in the front, squeezing the front, like, "How you guys doing back there?
Yeah,
oh, you're all banging. Cool. That's cool."
Jason Dearham, will the crowd pop more for Daniel Bryan's hot tag or for Undertaker's big dong?
Ooh, that's a good one because I don't think they're going to pop for Taker. They're going to be like, oh, he's here, right, because none of us saw that coming. Daniel Bryan hot tag. You're right. Shane's going to start and probably be in the ring for like 7-8 minutes before he tags Daniel Bryan. Yeah.
Jason Dearham. Jason has another question I thought was good. Yeah. It's been a long time since we had a personalized... world title belt, like the Smoking Skull, Cena's, The Rock's. Who do you think should have the next one? Heath says Elias, but I don't know if Elias is winning any titles.
I don't know if Elias is special enough to have his own title.
Daniel Bryan could have like a yes title. I don't know.
Yeah,
I think they're kind of done with that though.
I'd be okay with whoever the next person is, like a Shinsuke.
Kevin Owens.
Title.
But they're kind of all... They're not going to do that anymore. They don't do these personal... They do the side plates. You know, they do the personalized side plates. Like, they put their logo there. They're
not
going to...
they put their name or logo, yeah.
Yeah, that's as far as WWE's going nowadays. Because they want... Because that the WWE Championship is like a marketing thing now.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it's literally the fucking logo. The whole title is their logo. It's a marketing tool. It's not a championship anymore. That's literally all it is them holding the logo. So they're not going to personalize the WWE championship.
Right.
Or the Universal one. Maybe like a smaller title.
Maybe.
That's it.
All right.
Ron Johnson, which quarterback do you think the Jets are going to draft? # no wrestling questions come to mind.
That's funny.
Yeah.
I want Rosen. I think they'll draft him.
Okay.
You?
Yeah, that sounds good to me.
I want Rosen. I think they'll draft Lamar Jackson because they're the Jets.
Fuck.
Fucking Baker Mayfield.
Nathan Weller, what are the odds Andrew goes 3-0 for the predictions at WrestleMania? I mean, I'd say 100%. Yeah,
because
I'm 2-0 so far. Since I'm 100% already, that kind of only makes sense to be 100% again.
2-0.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Brian Cundy, we've all seen that guy at live events, so who's worse? Grown man in full John Cena gear or grown man walking around with a replica belt on his shoulders the entire show?
Full John Cena gear.
Full John
worse.
Cena gear.
That's fucking ridiculous.
If you've got all the bands and the jean shorts.
Yeah.
Kobe Black,
This is for, he's saying this should be on the WrestleMania scoreboard tiebreaker or scorecard tiebreaker. How many times will Roman give the shake weight motion before delivering the Superman punch?
Six times.
All right.
Yeah.
David Perez, Hall of Fame question here. Why isn't Lex Luger in the Hall of Fame? He did have a short stint, but he was very popular in WCW. I'll tell you why. Because he killed Miss Elizabeth.
Yeah, he's just one of those guys that just...
Killed Miss Elizabeth.
They hate thinking about his name that he was in the WWE.
Look it up.
They're going to forget. They're going to forget.
No, she OD'd, but he was with her. I blame him.
He'll go when he's dead.
We're almost done here. Kayfabe Jobber, what WrestleMania events are you guys attending? We're only going to TakeOver and Mania. He said,
what
like,
else is there?
WrestleCon, Access, that shit's
look,
too expensive.
Look, I mean, it's not just the money. It's like, if you're going to spend the money, you want to do it all day, and we just rather have fun.
Well, it's like, we'd love to reenact the logo with Shawn Michaels for real.
Yeah.
That would be $50 for each of us to get in,
right?
And then another $100 for a picture with Sean.
So $250.
Yeah, we can start the Kickstarter.
And we just had to pay for all this.
We can start the Kickstarter now and see what happens. Got 4 days.
Yeah, no.
Kendo Slice, are you guys having a meetup at Mania? If not, what are your views on stalking, asking for a friend of a friend? Wow.
Guys, no, let me say this officially. There's no meetup, okay? We don't want to schedule a meetup and try to give one together. And, you know, we don't know New Orleans that well and everything like that. So, yeah, find us. We're going to be wearing our shirts most of the time.
Yeah.
And, buy us a drink. We'll buy you a drink. Whatever, man.
We'll be
just
on
come
Bourbon
say hi.
Street, you know?
We'll be around. Find us.
Find us.
We're here.
Yeah.
I mean, you just follow us on social media, apparently.
I did that in Chicago.
You'll be able to see where we are.
I did that in Chicago, and no one found me. I said, find me.
Oh, right. But you weren't there for WWE.
No, I wasn't. Last question. Jimmy Russell, would you rather be the victim of Alexa Bliss farting in your face or Alexa Bliss queefing in your face?
Well, duh.
The queef.
Yeah, I mean.
The farting is shit.
What kind of question is that?
Poop's going to get in your face. Also, thank you for an awesome podcast and for getting me back into wrestling. Come to Australia.
Done.
We just might.
We have relatives
hashtag,
there. Now.
Hashtag inside joke. Hashtag this is too personal to talk about on the podcast.
Hashtag we may have family there.
Hashtag long lost aunt.
There you go. I guess it's not too personal.
Hashtag I ruined it. All right. Now it is
hashtag,
time.
Hashtag.
For the moment, I have all been waiting for.
Okay.
Hashtag Deadpool joke.
Okay.
Hashtag can't wait for Deadpool 2.
All right.
In a couple weeks.
Hashtag Ready Player One was pretty good.
Hashtag can't wait to see it. This is terrible. We got to stop this.
Yeah.
Hashtag stop it.
Hashtag we've gone too far. Hashtag SNL. Hashtag WWE sucks.
All right. Hashtag WrestleMania scorecards.
Yeah.
First matchup. On the pre-show.
Yep.
That's where Andre the Giant belongs.
So nothing major can happen here since it's on the pre-show.
Right.
And since they fucked over Dolph on everything else,
mm-hmm.
I picked Dolph.
I picked Ziggler.
Nice.
All right. We got two different answers.
Yeah.
Are there four or more non-current WWE wrestlers in this match, meaning NXT or Hall of Famers or just legends?
Or celebrities like Shaq.
Or celebrities.
Yes. Obviously.
I have no.
Crazy.
There's always like one every year. That's like it's always
one?
Like one.
DDP, yeah. Shaq.
DDP was in the Rumble. DDP was in the Rumble.
DDP
mm-hmm.
was in the Andre the Giant Dallas WrestleMania match.
Oh yeah, he was.
I'm but just
was
saying.
All, there's, yeah. Well, there was two that year.
Wait, no, there was four that year.
Mm.
Well, who won it?
DDP. No, Corbin did.
And he was an NXT guy
then. Three.
I'm just saying, like, so I think.
Yeah, I guess, yeah.
You know, and then right. It seems like there's a lot of people not in
Look,
the Battle Royal.
Let's stop arguing over 2 points.
So I'll get him. Thanks.
First eliminated.
I'm going to go Primo back-to-back years.
I was going to pick Primo, and then I watched it just to see. I saw that he was first eliminated.
I'm going back-to-back.
All right.
Why else would he be on SmackDown?
Seriously. I have Curt Hawkins.
Yeah, good
just
one.
Just because maybe they'll play that up again.
Yep.
Final four? Who's your final four?
I just went with names that Dolph, Matt Hardy, Baron Corbin, Mojo Rawley.
That's what I have. That's what I have. Yeah.
Hashtag Eric's got no chance.
That's, yeah, this
at
sucks.
Least three of those
Eric
would be right.
No, Eric can't. We have to tell him he can't listen to the podcast until after he fills this out. It's not fair.
We'll see what he does. He'll have his own mind.
Will it matter?
Will he listen to this podcast? Let's not even.
All right. The women's Memorial Battle Royal, that is not the Fabulous Moolah. It's just the women's.
Yeah.
Who do you have?
I put Bayley.
Okay.
Maybe she eliminates Sasha. I don't know. I've no thought on this.
I have Ruby Riott.
Sure.
I was thinking maybe Natalya.
Push Ruby.
Maybe Ruby.
I liked your idea of a Natalya because, like you said, they love her win everything.
I know. I should fucking pick her.
You really should. Hashtag too late. Six or more non-current WWE wrestlers?
Yes.
I said yes too, right?
It's impossible.
Right.
They don't even have...
Get too passionate here. We made these up. You know, our fan... Fabio made these up. You know, don't get too crazy.
First eliminated.
I have a controversial one. You go first.
I have Lana.
I think Lana's very, like, that's a good answer. I have Carmella. And then she cashes in later.
All right.
Final four?
Final four.
We're going to have the same again. You go first this time.
Yeah. You got Ruby, Becky, Bayley, and Sonya.
Oh, we are not the same. Sasha, Bayley, Becky, and Natalya.
Okay.
Next. What?
Stop that.
Oh. Cruiserweight?
Cruiserweight Championship?
Yeah.
Also on the pre-show.
Yep.
Again, you have to pay to watch the tournament.
Is it just these three matches?
Yeah.
Okay.
So far, that's what they've said.
Okay.
Yeah, I have Cedric.
Seems like the guy that they're pushing right now.
I have him via pin.
Pin.
And... it's already confirmed that it's on the pre-show, so I have yes.
I have yes.
I have yes, it stays on the pre-show.
Yeah, I'm going to say yes, it stays in the pre-show as well.
SmackDown Tag Team Championships, the Usos versus the New Day versus the Bludgeon Brothers.
The Brothers of the Bludgeon Brothers.
I have 2B.
Yep.
The Bludgeon Brothers.
Pin?
I have pin. I have Harper pinning Jimmy.
Oh, I have Rowan pinning Xavier.
The Jimmy, was he the one that had the DUI?
I don't know.
Fuck. Which Us had the DUI?
Us.
Ah. SmackDown Women's Championship, Charlotte versus Asuka.
I have Flair. The streak.
What an idiot.
Ends. I have Asuka pin.
All right. I have Asuka submission.
Yeah. I just don't see Flair tapping. They're going to make her lose.
Asuka doesn't
not gonna make her tap.
Have a finishing strike.
Yeah, but in a match this big, there could be a big... happening.
I mean, she kind of does, but it's lame. Her. That's why they don't do it.
Okay.
Do they get special entrances?
Yes.
I say yes. Does the match go longer than 15 minutes?
I say yes.
Yes.
All right.
Although Mania matches are historically short just because they have to fit so much.
It's true.
But we'll see.
15 is not that
yeah,
long.
Yeah, not 20.
There'll be a lot of like pacing. And yeah.
Raw Tag. I think last year there was only like two matches that went over 20 minutes. Mm. One was Seth and Triple H.
Right.
And then I think the tag team ladder match, just because it was a lot
tag
of teams
team ladder
or something
match.
Like that. Yeah. But there's only two. Raw Tag Team Championship, Cesaro and Sheamus versus Braun Strowman and who?
I have Braun and who?
Yeah. I have Braun pinning Sheamus.
I have Braun pinning Cesaro.
He already did that on Raw.
Okay. Because they've never repeated things. Yeah. In this company.
Who's his mystery partner?
Big Show. I've been saying it for weeks.
Well,
who do
I
you
honestly,
have? Ellsworth?
No. I said that should happen, not
okay,
it would.
Who do you have?
I have Big Show.
Smart. Copy the champ. Maybe you hang with him during this WrestleMania.
Honestly, I only picked him because he fucking announced he signed the new contract. It's like, well, they have to do something with him.
Yeah. That would be cool just to see how big they are together. Big.
Yeah, they've never done this before.
Big.
Undertaker and Big Show. Big Show and Kane. Undertaker and Kane. There you go. Intercontinental Championship, The Miz versus Balor versus Rollins.
I was picking Finn all this time until I saw all these advertisements of Rollins winning.
Wow.
So I'm going to say Rollins.
You let the advertisements trick you.
I did.
Mm-hmm.
You have Finn?
I have Finn Balor.
All right.
I thought about picking Miz, but I think because Maurice just had the baby, he might be taking a couple weeks off or something.
You need to pick more heels for sure, but...
I know.
Yeah.
I have Balor pinning the Miz.
Yeah, I have Rollins pinning Balor.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
United States Championship,
Orton versus Rude versus Mahal versus Rusev does not have a last name. So, who you got?
I have Alexander Rusev.
Oh, you remember that, huh?
Good yeah. For you. So, Rusev, I think, was added at the last minute so that they have someone that should win this title. Orton retaining makes no sense. Rude dropping it to a face just to win it back at Mania makes no sense. And fuck if they give it to Mahal. If they give anything to Mahal again.
I honestly think they had Rude drop it just so we could have a championship win, like winning a title at
Mania. Why give it to him ever to begin with? This should have been his big coming out party win then.
Right.
So anyway, yeah.
And the reason why Rusev is in this match, you guessed it, to get pinned. I have Rude pinning Rusev.
I have Rusev pinning Jinder.
Oh, he just did that on SmackDown.
Yes, cool. They repeat shit all the time.
Any outside interference?
Yeah, you got two minions in that match, yeah, so they'll do sure. something.
Shane McMahon and Daniel Bryan versus Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn. This is where Joe blows it all and gives me the title.
Three straight Hand differences. I have Kevin Owens and Sami because they need to keep their jobs. They're the only good thing on SmackDown. They're not going to throw it away. Andrew, who did you incorrectly pick?
Shane and Daniel, of course. No. Daniel's going to lose his return
Shane's
match.
Shane's not going to go over on two of their most popular superstars.
Shane
yes.
needs to finally
Daniel
have
can
our...
lose because Shane will take the fall. Shane, oh, look. Shane takes the fall.
Shane will finally get a WrestleMania victory. And then the next night on Raw, here comes Kurt Angle. You suck. I have just signed two superstars.
No.
Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn.
They're fired from the company, not from the show.
He'll be, no, you know what? He'll say Kevin Zayn and Sami Owens and fuck it up.
Like probably. He, all right, so we differ doing. On that. Pin KO pinning Shane, and you have?
I have Daniel submitting Kevin Owens with the yes lock.
Cool.
Thank. Great.
Yeah.
Undertaker versus Cena. Now, you can say it doesn't happen, which means if that happens, you get 11 points.
Yeah.
Do you want to do that?
No. Nope, it's happening.
Okay.
I have Cena.
I have Taker.
Four straight differences of opinions.
All right. Good.
Damn.
There won't be any tiebreakers here, ladies and
Old
gentlemen.
Old man Taker wins his last match? No.
It's not his last match.
Fuck. It better be. I have Pin because these guys both are pinners.
I have Pin. Is it American Badass Taker?
Yes, I've been saying it for weeks. Andrew.
I have yes.
Oh, coming around. Coming around. How many tombstones and AAs are hit?
I put that's impossible to guess.
Right. I put the sideways 8, which is infinity. There'll be an unlimited number of...
What do you got?
6.
I have 5.
All right. Should be one of
we
those.
Said, closest
Should be
one of gets those. It.
It'll be more than 6, so I'm okay with that.
Raw Women's Championship, Alexa versus Nia.
I didn't have the balls to put Alexa here, even though I think there's a decent chance.
Right.
So I'm going to go Nia.
I have Nia with a pin, yeah. And there is physical interference.
Yeah, Mickey,
of course.
Somebody, yeah.
Because how else would this match go on longer than 30 seconds?
Right.
Kurt Angle and Ronda Rousey versus Triple H and Stephanie.
Again, would love to have the balls to pick Stephanie to win and start like a little mini feud, but nope. I put Kurt Angle and Ronda Rousey.
Me too.
She put her through a table. That kind of cemented Ronda submitting Stephanie.
Yeah, I have Ronda submitting Stephanie.
No outside interference. Nothing would make sense.
I would have loved if it has on here, does she actually break her arm? What would you have put?
No.
No, she doesn't?
Yeah, no.
I would have put she
then
breaks
her arm.
Then they
got to wear a cast and all that kind of shit.
No, she just leaves. Stephanie always leaves after Mania for a while.
That's true.
I want those 2 points. Put them on there. Any outside interference?
No. I don't see any reason.
There's no one. Conor McGregor?
Yeah, I'm right.
All right, WWE Championship, AJ Styles versus Nakamura. Did they say if this was on the pre-show yet?
Or... No, they haven't. I think it opens Mania.
Yeah, it's a good...
Fuckers.
There's a chance. AJ Styles said that in an interview. That he's like, you know what? We're probably not main eventing, so I'd like to open Mania.
It's fine.
And he opened Mania last year, him and Shane.
He set the fucking bar up there.
Yeah, right. And no one could follow it.
Him and Shane.
Yeah, they did.
That's
right. They probably will again.
So I have Shinsuke, I guess. You know, he'll take the title. It's his big
don't
moment.
You agree with that? I mean, you did say it, but don't, like, if the WWE Championship is not going to be last, then make it first.
Make it first.
Because it doesn't belong in the middle of the show.
I just...
The middle of the show is just stupid. Like Orton and Bray Wyatt last
like
year.
Like the fucking Rumble.
In their Bugs
the men's
match.
Royal Rumble was in the middle of the show.
That was because of Rousey.
That was because Rousey came out at the end. That's
whatever,
why.
Whatever.
But yeah. You have Nakamura.
Nakamura.
With a pin.
Pin.
How many finishers are hit?
4.
I have 3.
Okay.
Do they both receive special entrances?
Sure.
It's a big title. I mean, Nakamura for sure. Maybe Styles. Maybe that group sings his song. They do that sometimes. Like Orton had his song sung a few years ago.
Or it's something.
And like those people aren't well known or anything. Does the match go over 25 minutes?
I'm going to say yes, because this is the match. This is the match of the card.
I'm going to say yes, because
if you're going to show an amazing match, it's this one.
Yeah, it should go over 25 minutes.
Yeah.
And then finally, we have the Universal Championship, Roman Reigns versus... I know you're excited. Roman
Reigns
versus Brock Lesnar.
Yeah, Reigns.
If you don't have Roman, then you're a fool.
Yeah.
I have Seth Rollins. Cross your fingers. No.
Cross your fingers.
Of course, Roman via pin.
Yep.
How many suplexes?
12.
How many did he do to Cena? Like 17?
There's a lot.
I think he breaks it this year. I think he breaks it just to look how strong Roman is.
Yeah. Right.
20.
Fuck. That's probably right.
It might be too low,
it's probably
you think?
Too low. And you said you had to hit it exactly.
Okay. How many finishers are kicked out of? F5s and spears only.
I'm going to say 4.
That's what I put.
Yeah.
I put 4.
That feels good. They both kick out of each other's finishers twice.
Yeah.
Because he said, you see the F5 puts him down. So he's going to kick out
twice.
Well,
and they've made a point that no one's kicked out of the F5 in a year.
So honestly, he'll probably kick out of it once, honestly. But then Brock can kick out of three spears.
Yeah, for sure.
For sure.
How many Superman punches?
I have 6.
I have 8.
Yeah, it's probably
It's just so stupid. 10. It's so ridiculous. But it's actually the most fun prediction on this on these scorecards, predicting how many Superman punches and suplexes.
It really is.
What tables you got breaking?
Just English.
I have all of them.
Yeah.
It's WrestleMania. All these matches?
Yeah.
I got all of them breaking, man.
All right.
Surprise appearances. There, you could see the scorecards when you look at them, everybody. Yeah. But how are we scoring these again?
So
if you don't
the
pick
way
them,
it lays out here, it's like you have to get it right or wrong. We're not going to do that. So if you didn't check their box, then it's a wash.
Yeah, it doesn't
if
count.
If you checked their box, you're either going to get 2 points or lose 2 points.
Right.
So I could lose 10 points.
Yeah.
I can lose 10 points.
Right.
So I have checked The Rock.
So it's kind of it's like a wager.
Yeah.
If you pick it, you're wagering that person to be there. If you don't pick anything, you get nothing.
Right.
Even if they don't show up.
So I have The Rock, Jeff Hardy, Big Show, Conor McGregor, and Almas.
Oh, that'd be so great if Almas shows up.
At least for the Royal.
I don't know what
loses.
He would do if he drops the title.
The Royal Rumble. I mean, the Battle Royal.
I have The Rock, Big Show, and the Bella Twins. Because I think both the Bellas will be in the fucking women's shit.
Yeah, probably.
They're both in the Rumble.
Yeah. All right. Let's go.
How long is WrestleMania?
6 hours, 35 minutes.
7 hours, 5 minutes.
All right. One of those is maybe right.
How many roll-up victories?
I counted that there's only 2 matches that could have one in my book, so I'm putting 0.
Yeah, we're idiots. I put 0 as well. Knowing Raw, I mean, this,
you don't
it's
have
all
to name
roll-ups.
Which one, so you should put at least one.
I mean,
right?
I think the U.S. title, if a heel wins, I don't know. Yeah, maybe not. Does Carmella cash in?
I'm going to say yes.
I have yes.
Yeah.
Do 2 people bleed?
Yes.
At least 2 people? Yes. Are weapons used in at least 2 different matches?
Sure.
Yes. And what match goes on last?
Lesnar Reigns.
Correct. And does anything happen at the end of the show? No.
All right.
So really, we can just null the last 7 questions.
That's it. Like that. Done.
All right. That's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's our show.
That'll do it. We want to thank Fabio Morbido for making these scorecards, as always.
Thank you.
These WrestleMania ones are lengthy.
Yes, they are.
So thank you, Fabio.
Yes.
And until we see you in
New Orleans. Orleans.
That's how William Regal's been saying
Everybody
it.
Everyone on NXT, yeah.
New Orleans. Make sure you subscribe to our podcast and give us a 5-star review. Check out our website, whatswrongwithwrestling.com. Like the show on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram, @WrongWrestling. If you want to find us, then follow us.
Yeah.
We have t-shirts available at prowrestlingtees.com/whatswrongwithwrestling for just $19.99.
Boom.
You could buy one right now. Tell them to ship it the fuck over in 2 days so you could wear it for WrestleMania.
And then you can become a supporter of the show at patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling for exclusive rewards that you can't get anywhere else, such as our WrestleMania trip and recap. We're going to do a special WrestleMania recap podcast when we come back Monday.
The day after.
That will be a Patreon exclusive.
Yeah.
And that's a full recap, recapping everything.
How many new Patreons?
All 7 hours of WrestleMania.
Do we have no new supporters this week?
Not this week, no.
Oh, wow. So, guys, and you know who I'm talking to? Mm-hmm. I'm talking to you.
Yes, yeah, specifically.
The one who's not, if you're not paying, yeah. And if you hear me talking, I'm talking to you. Support us. $5 a month really would help us out.
I mean, really, just
if you
watch.
Like things, you send the money. I love Ryan Reynolds. I send him $5 every month. I love him.
You gotta Deadpool 3 as a Kickstarter, so
you know you got to make it.
No, really, just to watch the No Holds Barred recap,
right?
Is so much fun.
Yep.
And the WrestleMania 14.
Give
recap.
Us a shot, man. Great. Just donate 1 month. Like the WWE Network. There's no contract.
No contract.
You and can see cancel, if you like it.
Cancel anytime.
Cancel anytime.
There you go. And we'll see you in New Orleans for WrestleMania.
The champ is.
Thanks. Yeah.
Here.
Yeah, you patted me on the back. There you
here.
Go. Thank you. I am here.
Here.
Yep. Right here. Yep.
I was just going to do that.
What's wrong with wrestling? What's wrong with wrestling? So much wrong with. Like Stone Cold Steve Austin, it kinda looks like Kevin Owens. Dean Ambrose is in his daydreams, and Charlotte is in his sex dream. What's wrong with wrestling? What's wrong with wrestling? So much wrong with wrestling, oh no. I'm not just crazy, loud, egocentric, no doubt that's Joe. Proclaimed strongest and best looking man in the world. Loves wrestling, but only part time. Strong, big, flares, pretty sublime, yeah. What's wrong with wrestling? What's wrong with wrestling? So much wrong with wrestling, oh no. Every circle's loved, and he can't really hold in his piss. He made hashtag push Eric Gallow push him off a cliff. He doesn't think Stacy Keibler is that high. And we almost forgot Josh. He's just a troll. What's wrong with wrestling? What's wrong with wrestling? So much wrong with wrestling. Oh no.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.